It occurred to me that the sale of the barbital might move faster than expected, and that my visit might become an unwanted complication. In an idle moment, I looked in the telephone directory for the phone numbers of the other Curtises and found a listing for Ralph. I had intended at some point to seek him out anyway. What would be the harm? After three rings, a recorded male voice said in American-accented English, "You have reached the Earth liaison station of the Democratic Republic of the planet Mars." I hung up, checked the number, and dialed again. The same voice answered with the same message, and went on to declare that qualified scholars will be admitted to the archives by appointment only. If you leave pertinent information, the librarian will return your call. I left my name and telephone number and said I was trying to reach Ralph Curtis at Palazzo Barbaro. 2 hours later, Ralph Curtis called.
"I thought I'd dialed the wrong number," I said.
"Well, you know, we're inundated by people doing research on Henry James or John Singer Sargent or Tiepolo," he said. "It can be such a bore. They ask ridiculous questions. I could care less whether Henry James wore a bow tie or a cravat when he wrote the aspirin papers."
"I know what you mean," I said. "So all that business about the Democratic Republic of the planet Mars is just a ruse to put the academics off the scent?"
"Well, no," he said. "That happens to be real."
"Ah," I said, becoming wary.
"How do you feel about peace and nuclear disarmament?" he asked.
"I'm for it," I said, weighing my words.
"Good," he said, "because that's the mission of the Barbaro Project."
"The Barbaro Project?"
"World peace and nuclear disarmament. We're in touch with the heads of state of all the terrestrial nuclear powers. Our goal is to get them to surrender their nuclear fire codes to us so we can put them on a spaceship and blast them off to Mars, where they won't be able to get at them. What do you think of that?"
"It's a noble cause," I said. "But you keep saying we. Who's in this with you?"
"Well, it's basically me. But I talk to a lot of people like you who think it's a good idea."
I took advantage of a pause